朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
今天早晨我们要讲到侍奉，有些信息我们每隔一段时间就需要重复。
There are some topics that we need to speak about over again and over again.
比如说受浸的信息。
For instance, the message of baptism.
因为有些人，因为总有新的人受浸，他们新进入教会。
Because there are always new people who need to know about the baptism.
侍奉也是这样一个题目。
Service is also this kind of a topic.
因为当神的儿女属灵生命慢慢长进的时候，他们就发现他们愿意参与教会里的侍奉。
Because as God's children grow more and more, they learn that they want to serve.
他们不仅有侍奉的心愿。
They not only have a desire to serve.
他们也需要知道怎样学会在教会里侍奉。
They also need to learn how to serve in the church.
我们希望有更多的年轻人替我翻译。
We hope that there will be more young people who will interpret.
She said,
Me too. Okay.
今天早晨我们要看看圣经里关于侍奉到底怎么样一个观念。
This morning we'll be seeing how the scriptures speak of service.
也许有些弟兄姊妹们侍奉已经很多年日，但是也需要再一次明白到底神的心意中间侍奉是怎么样意思。
Perhaps some of our brothers and sisters have been serving God for quite a long time, but we need to know the meaning of it.
圣经里讲的侍奉是一个相当广泛的用法。
When the Bible speaks of service, it's a very broad word.
而且也是中文也好，英文也好，都用不同的字来翻译这件事情。
In Chinese and English, whatever, there are many words to define service.
其实，在希腊文里面本来就也有不同的字来讲到侍奉。
Originally in Greek, there were several words to describe the word service.
难怪当我们讲到侍奉的时候，是一个很大的一件事情。
No wonder we speak of service as a very large thing.
所以圣经里面怎么样讲到侍奉呢？
So how does the Bible speak of service?
我要请大家看几处圣经。
Let's look in our Bible.
请大家看马太福音第四章
Matthew 4
第十节
Verse 10。
也许弟兄姊妹听过这篇信息。
Perhaps you've already heard of this.
也许弟兄姊妹记得我们曾经花五次讲过侍奉。
Perhaps you remember that we spoke of service in five ways.
那今天我们很快的再重新温习。
Let's review them over again.
圣经里面讲到侍奉用过五个字。
The Bible uses five words to describe service.
希腊文里面头一个字叫做 latreo.
The first one in Greek is latril.
第二个字叫 diakonia.
Second one's diakonia.
第三个字叫做 delus.
Third one is delus.
第四个字叫做 hoperatio.
Fourth one is hoperatio.
第五个字叫做 liturgia.
And the fifth one is liturgia.
我想弟兄姊妹一下记不得啊，我们慢慢的解释。
Let's go through them one by one.
头一次新约里面提到侍奉用的 latreo 这个字。
First time in the New Testament that latril is used.
刚才我们已经讲过，是在马太福音第四章第十节。
It's Matthew 4, verse 10.
那里的事情的背景是耶稣基督曾经在旷野里面受到撒旦的试探。
This was when Christ was in the wilderness, being tempted by the devil.
魔鬼就对他说：“你如果在我面前一拜，天下的万国的荣华都要赐给你。”
The devil said, "If you will serve me, all of the kingdoms of the earth will all worship you."
但是主耶稣对他说：“撒旦，退去吧。”
Jesus said, "Get thee hence, Satan."
因为经上记着说，
"For it is written,
当拜主你的神，但要侍奉他。
Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve."
这里把侍奉和敬拜放在一起。
This puts worship and service together.
因为在原来的意思，在生命经里面就讲到这个意义。
Because in the original meaning, that's what it means. That's in Deuteronomy.
讲到敬拜就是侍奉，侍奉就是敬拜。
Worship is service. Service is worship.
有一个观念我们必须明白。
We need to understand one concept.
就是当我们得救信主以后，对于神有极大的价值。
Once we become saved,
great purpose.
We have great purposes.
神愿意我们活在他的面前。
God wishes us to be alive before Him.
当我们活在 living before Him, 当我们活在他的面前的时候，就是对他最好的侍奉。
When we're living before Him, that's the greatest service.
什么叫侍奉呢? 侍奉就是活在他的面前。
What a service, it's living before God.
因为活在他的面前, 可以听见他的声音, 知道他的心意, 能够和他有交通来往。
Because living before God, you know what He wants, and you communicate with Him.
这就是这个字, 侍奉最早的意思。
This is the earliest meaning of the word service.
侍奉就是敬拜, 敬拜就是侍奉。
Service is worship, worship is service.
敬拜就是活在他的面前。
Worship is living before God. Last week when we spoke of Luke 1 and John the Baptist,
那里74节75节, 当耶稣把我们从仇敌手中拯救出来的时候,
when God delivered us from what?
From the hands of Satan.
Okay.
叫我们可以终身在他面前坦然无惧用圣洁和公义来侍奉他。请大家看路加福音第一章74节和75节。第一章什么？Luke 1:74-75。请给我们看一看。Okay.
Read it. That He would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve Him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of our life. Some brothers and sisters may say, I don't know how to serve God. Because we think of service as a gift. Well, if we can't preach, how do we serve? If we can't visit others, how can we serve? If we don't know how to evangelize, how do we serve? So if we don't have a gift, let's not serve. But in the Bible, that's not what service is. When we're living before God, we are serving God. You can also say that serving God stems from living before God.
假如我们没有真正的活在神的面前，就是我们手中侍奉，实在也算不了数。If
we don't live before God, any other service we do is nothing.
所以这就是神的观念，要我们明白。So
this is something God wants us to understand.
今天早晨我们在一起敬拜神，这是给他的侍奉。This
morning we're all worshiping God, and this is a way of serving Him.
当我们在一起唱诗、祷告、荣耀神的时候，神已经得到他应当得的侍奉。When
we're singing and praying, this is already serving God.
所以我一直在想，常常我们旧的一些老的传统教会有不同的名字。
There's different terminologies.
有些聚会把礼拜堂聚会叫做 Sunday worship, 主日敬拜。
Some of the churches refer to this as a Sunday service, Sunday worship.
有些人就叫做 Sunday 主日的服事 Sunday service.
Some of them call this Sunday service.
其实 service 就是 worship， 敬拜就是侍奉。
Service is worship。
那我们就明白这件事情。
So we understand this。
所以，假如我们就是从礼拜天聚完会之后回家，一直保持活在神面前这样心愿和实质。
So if we come home from church and still live before God，
那就是神已经得到了最好的侍奉。
This is serving God in the best way。
而我们。 在一起也好，个别也好，当我们在这荣耀主的时候，神就欢喜满足。大家，我们也可以注意到一件事情。But
we should pay attention to one thing.
圣经里面讲到侍奉的时候，从新约里面许许多多讲到latreo这个字。In
the New Testament, they speak of latreo very often.
我们不仅今天侍奉。
We don't just serve today.
我们用什么侍奉呢? 用我们的生命来侍奉。
What do we use to serve? We use our spirit to serve.
所以侍奉会叫一个人生命进步。
So service is using your spirit to
生命侍奉会叫你的生命长进。
Serving will encourage
spiritual growth.
所以一个人如果他长久不侍奉，他的生命是停顿的。
So if someone doesn't serve for a long time, your spirit suffers.
有些时候我们侍奉相当疲倦，需要有人替换一下，那是可以的。
Sometimes with service, we need people to
help
us and support us.
但是如果我们一个人长久不侍奉的话，我们的生命就不容易长进。But
if for a long time you don't serve, your spirit can't grow.
因为侍奉变成一种积极的压力，把我们压到神的面前。Because
service becomes sort of a pressure, a pushing towards God.
当我们活在神面前时，我们生命自然长进。
Our spirit will grow naturally when we serve God.
这就是很奇妙的一件事情。一方面，我们劝弟兄姊妹有生命才侍奉。
This is kind of an interesting thing. You say that if you have a spirit, you can serve.
但是我们又说，如果你不侍奉，你生命不容易长进。
But if you don't serve, your spirit won't grow.
这当中怎么样平衡呢？我想我们一面学习，一面长进。
So we have to grow while we serve and serve while we grow.
侍奉这个字不仅把我们带到神的面前。
Service is something that brings us before God.
也把我们带到一种谦卑的态度里面。
It gives us a humble attitude.
所以罗马书十二章第一节第二节是很重要的经节，请我们大家读一下。
So let's look at Romans 12.
很多弟兄姊妹对这章圣经是非常熟的，罗马书十二章第一节第二节。
Verse 1 and 2, people are quite familiar with this passage.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
我这里附带也可以告诉弟兄姊妹们一个读经的窍门。
I can also tell you a little secret about this.
Reading the Bible.
About reading the Bible.
在这里你就看见，当我明白侍奉的意思的时候，这个侍奉它的原文一定是 latrio。
When you understand what service is, you can tell from this one that its meaning, its original Greek must have been latril.
你如果回去查各种 interlinear 或者 concordance, 你一定发现这个字它果然是 latril.
If you go back to look it up in the concordances, it has to be latril.
这里讲到我们把身体献上来侍奉神。
This speaks of presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice.
因为一件事情是最奇妙的。
Because one thing is quite.
当你把你的身体带来的时候，你把你的恩赐也带来了。
When you bring your body before God, you also bring your gifts.
你把你的心也带来了。
You also bring your heart.
所以今天下午我侍奉聚会，我希望弟兄姊妹都把身体献上，当作活祭。
So I hope that today in the service meeting, everyone will bring their bodies and everything else with them.
如果你说要侍奉神，但你又不来聚会，又不来参加侍奉聚会，人家怎么在神面前说，我愿意侍奉神呢？
If you want to serve before God and you don't even come to the service meeting, I mean.
所以这就是圣经里面保罗教导我们，侍奉不光是一种虚无缥缈一种观念的问题。
So Paul teaches us service is not only a concept,
也是一个正式的行动。
It's also an action.
当我们把身体献上奉献给主的时候，我们就有真实的侍奉。
When we present our bodies to God, this is a service.
所以罗马书十二章是很多的人属灵生命一个重要的关键。
So presenting your body to God is a pivotal point in service.
当我们经过奉献这一关之后，我们走上侍奉的道路。
Once you present yourself as a living sacrifice, what?
你就走上侍奉的道路。
You can start on the road of service.
第二个字我们要讲的，在新约里面叫做Diaconia.
Second word is diaconia.
这个字 diaconia 可以翻作仆人。
It can be translated to servant.
圣经里常常翻作伺候，在人某某人手上倒水。
Often the Bible refers to it as tending to the needs of someone and pouring water for them, etc., etc.
这个字说到一个降卑的服侍。
This speaks of a very humble service.
这一节圣经大家最有名的一定记得，在马太福音二十章第二十八节。
In Matthew 20, verse 28.
主耶稣说，人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。这个服侍就是 diaconia。
Christ said, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life as a ransom for many. This is diaconia.
你们就现在我们明白圣经几个字的用意，我们再回去读就可以明白希腊文。
Since we understand these terms in the Bible, we can go back and understand Greek.
所以希腊文不难学哈。
Greek's not too hard to learn.
我没有正式学过希腊文，但是从这些字典里面慢慢懂得怎么样用这些参考书。
Using the reference books, we can slowly understand Greek.
这里主耶稣说，人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
Christ came not to be ministered unto, but to minister.
很稀奇的，主耶稣来，他是主人，他是夫子，他是师父。
When he came, he was the master.
但是他却我来不是要服侍，不是要受人的服侍，而是要服侍人。
But he said, I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister.
这是一个很新奇的观念。
This is a very new concept.
对于门徒来讲，他们没有这种领会。
from the disciples' point of view, they never had this kind of lesson.
门徒们跟随耶稣都想，哦，这是个大人物，将来要得国的，所以我们跟随他有好处。
When the disciples followed Jesus, they thought to themselves, "Wow, this is a great man. We can follow him and learn things." And
但是主耶稣说了，我是来服侍人的。
But Christ said, "I came to minister to people."
我们只有看见大人物有从有跟随的人。
Usually we see great men as having followers.
他们是 VIP， 后面有一大堆人跟随，前面有一些人跟他开路。They're
VIPs. They have their people ahead of them, and they have their whole entourage with them.
但是我们没有看见仆人有一大堆从者的。But
we don't see their servants with secret servicemen and their own retinue.
这是怎么回事呢？
Why is this?
主耶稣来到地上，说是一个最最奇怪的原则。
Christ gave a very strange answer for this.
因为他说到降卑。
Because he spoke of humility.
但是天然的人没有降卑的能力。
But a carnal man has no perception of humility.
天然人都要往上爬的。
Carnal man always wants to climb upward.
只有属灵的人会降卑。 Spiritual man.
But the spiritual man only can humble himself.
一个人当他真正满的时候， 才有一种虚怀若谷的态度。 Sorry about that. You don't even understand.
Chinese saying. Okay,
when
see.
You fall, you can afford to be humble.
Okay.
我记得以前有一个篮球，就是篮球教练， Lakers篮球教练 Riley.
The coach of the Lakers, Pat Riley.
他赢了300多场球的时候，
When he won about 300 games,
他讲的话真是谦卑，他说都我都没有功劳，都是球员自己打得好。
He would always say, "Oh, it's not me. My players are good."
那些记者就说，哦，他可以谦卑没有关系。
Yeah, people will say, "Well, he can afford to be humble. He's won."
那个记者说，因为他赢了300多场球，他再谦卑事实摆在那里，对不对？ 再谦卑事实还在那里。
You know, he can be humble, but he's still got those wins on his record.
主耶稣有尊贵的生命，所以他谦卑是那么容易。
It was easy for Christ to be humble because he had so much.
弟兄姊妹，我们也有神的生命在我们里面。
We also have Christ's life within us.
当我们接受耶稣基督的时候，他的生命在我们里面。Once
we accept Christ, Christ lives within us.
如果主耶稣能够服侍人，我们也可以服侍人。If
Christ can serve others, we can serve others.
叫我们里面最喜乐的，就是当我们降卑服侍人的时候，主在那里称赞我们说：“好仆人。”
Our most joyous feeling is to have Christ say, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
主耶稣服侍的榜样，你看门徒就学不来。
But Christ's example is really quite hard for the disciples.
他去寻找拯救世上的人。 Seek and save the lost.
He went to seek the lost and to save them.
他来到一个人叫做马太的家里。
He went to a man named Matthew's house.
他把马太呼召做门徒。
He wanted Matthew to be a disciple.
马太就宴请了他的朋友，都是些税吏。
Matthew was a tax collector.
他的朋友们都来了。
And all his friends were tax collectors.
那些法利赛人文士就大不以为然。
The Pharisees and the scribes all were just shocked.
他们对主耶稣说：“你为什么和你们的对他的门徒说，你们的主为什么和税吏妓女一起吃饭呢？”
They spoke to the disciples, "Why does your master eat dinner with tax collectors and prostitutes?"
主耶稣就回答说：“健康的人用不着医师，医生有病的人才用得着。”
Christ said, "Healthy people don't need a doctor; the sick need a doctor."
马太是有属灵疾病的人。
Matthew had a spiritual sickness.
他的疾病是什么？
What was his sickness?
他的疾病是只看见钱。
He could only see money.
因为他是税吏。
Because he's a tax collector.
但是主接受他，谦卑地接受他，没有要求他什么条件。
Christ accepted him though without any terms, just accepted him.
你看主耶稣专门喜欢做税吏，做那些罪人的朋友。
Christ loved to be with the sinners.
圣经里面就用这个字 diakonia 说到一个降卑的侍奉。
This in the Bible, the word diakonia refers to a humble,
humbling attitude. 主耶稣为门徒洗脚。
Christ washed his disciples' feet.
但是门徒在那里做什么呢？
What did the disciples do?
门徒们在此之前争论谁为大。
They were sitting there arguing who's the greatest.
我想因为他们争论太久，谁为大？约翰说我最大，彼得说我最大。
John would say, "I'm the greatest." Peter would say, "I'm the greatest."
所以他们等到要洗脚的时候，还都不肯替别人洗脚。
So when Christ came to wash his disciples' feet, they wouldn't think of washing each other's feet.
只有一种降卑服侍的态度，才是神所喜欢的态度。
Only when you have a humble servant attitude can Christ.
在新约里面，神要求我们一个做仆人的灵。
In the New Testament, Christ tells us to have a servant's spirit.
Paul Brogy 弟兄上个礼拜到我家里来。
Last week, Paul Brogy came to our house.
我很关心他来，因为他一来的时候就帮我们做仆人。
As soon as he came over, he became a servant.
他立刻在那里动手，怎么样做 salad?
Yeah, he was telling us how you make a salad and helping us cut vegetables.
我说你怎么这么会做？
He said, how do you know how to do this?
后来我想起他，他是 hotel school 毕业的。
Yeah, I thought of it. He went to hotel school.
但是我讲这件事情，我们因为新弟兄新来，我愿意弟兄姊妹知道他们很愿意侍奉。
But I would like everyone to know that Paul is very willing to serve.
神祝福那些愿意侍奉人的人。
Christ blesses those who are willing to serve.
第三个字讲到侍奉是什么呢？
What's the third word that tells what service is?
第三个字叫做 dulio。Duluth
is the third word.
这个字的意思什么意思？
What does this mean?
这个字的意思，一些最强的圣经，大家都知道的。
It's something that everyone knows.
也是在马太福音里面。
Also in Matthew.
第六章二十四节。
Chapter 6, verse 24.
大家读书不要生气啊。
Don't get mad.
马太六章第二十四节是什么？
What's it say?
他说：“一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。”
No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
这个侍奉也不是前面的 latrio.
This service isn't latrio.
也不是 diaconia.
It's not diaconia.
是 Duluth.
It's Duluth.
为什么这个字？
Why?
这个字讲到一种奴隶性的侍奉。
This speaks of a slave-like service.
你侍奉是不由自主的。
You have no choice in it. You just serve.
这个字 deluse.
Same word was used in Romans in reference to slavery to your sin.
圣经里面归纳给我们看几件事情。如果我们有偶像的话，我们就不能侍奉神。
If you have an idol, you can't serve God.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章九节说，从前他们是服侍那个偶像的。
Thessalonians said previously they served the idols.
等到神把他们从偶像权势里面拯救出来，他们就来侍奉神。
When they were delivered from the idols, they worshiped God.
No, serve.
Serve God.
这个侍奉就是 deluse.
This word is deluse.
另外说，假如我们一个人侍奉自己的私欲和宴乐，就不能侍奉神。
If you serve your own carnal desires.You cannot serve God.
这是罗马书十四章第十八节里面告诉我们的。
This is what Romans 14:8.
假如我们天天群饮宴乐，在一起吃饭吃喝快乐，就没有办法侍奉神。
If every day we eat, drink, and be merry, how can we serve God?
第三个原因，如果我们做了罪的奴仆，在罗马书里面讲，做了肉体的奴仆，就不能侍奉神。
If we are a carnal, if we serve sin, we can't serve God.
第四个原因不能侍奉神，因为我们没有圣灵里的释放。
The fourth reason you can't serve God is because you don't have a release of your spirit.
我们服侍那个像加拉太书里面讲，做了律法的奴仆。
As Galatians says, we have a slavery in the law.
我们如果是活在律法主义底下，就不能有圣灵里的自由来侍奉神。
If we're enslaved in the law, then we can't be free in our spirit.
加拉太书第四章第八节告诉我们。
Galatians
4:8. 第五个原因我们刚才讲过，如果我们心里面是侍奉马门，就不能侍奉神。
The fifth reason has already been mentioned. If we serve mammon, we can't serve God.
什么是马门？马门就是钱财。
What's mammon? It's money.
所以刚才我想弟兄姊妹心里想，周弟兄讲马门一定不要我们呢，做生意，我们要应该侍奉神。
So I'm sure you must have all thought that he was going to say, don't go out into business. Come here and serve.
Don't make money. 其实这里所讲的侍奉，因为这一类的侍奉是把我们时间力量分散的。
What this is saying is that when we serve mammon, it divides all our time and our energy.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。